embrace for the moment. My children, be still and know that I am God. There is nothing too hard for me. You have seen the giants in the land. You have seen the land of darkness. It would be too much to bear alone, but I have provided for you. My grace is sufficient for you. Everywhere you are, my grace and mercy is released as you have need. Grace for the trial that you are in at this very moment. You have grace for the trial you are in. Look up. Many things in your lives now are coming full circle. I'm taking you from that desolate places even, placing you into the places of new growth, new strength, and new events in me. Get ready, says the Lord. These times coming upon the earth are the darkest yet to come. My kingdom will arise in this time of darkness upon the earth. Look to my bride. Look at her rising. Begin to shine like the sun. There are many that have not bowed to Baal, but have served me with open and honest hearts before me, says the Lord. This is your finest hour, children. Many before you would have desired to see this day. You, my faithful ones, have sought me even through the midnight hour, called out to me. Yes, I heard your voice, and it was a sweet sound to my ear. Go forth in the wisdom and the strength that I have given you. Do not fear, man. This is not a time to lose ground, but to go forward in my strength and to be the church. Be the church. Hold on to that which I have given to you. I am about to give you more, enlarging territory of my people. Those who are walking, willing to take this next step of faith in this season, and trust me, will prosper in all that you place your hands to do. And I, the Lord thy God, am rising up a mighty army that will go in and take the land that I have given to them. A generation of fearless soldiers I am sending forth. None will retreat nor relent, but press through with power, anointing, and love. They are the ones who have no fear. Nothing in this world will change their minds. They are mine. They belong to me. It is I, the Lord, who have formed them, built their foundations strong, and they are mine. They walk in my strength. In their weakness, they found my strength. They walk in my strength. They live and move and have their being in me. This is the generation that will take the land back. This is the generation that is taking the nations back. This is what I have placed you here to do. Preach the word. Go and make disciples of all men. Why would one thought or the voice of any one person cause you to waver? Declare my word, says the Lord. Go forward in faith and keep your focus on the vision I place before you. Those that will try to mislead you, do not follow. There is only one way, and that is the way of the cross. And I, the Lord, will reveal truth. You, my children, as you look to me, will not come into deception. Those that are not for you, they are not for me either. They will attempt to discourage and deceive you as they are against you. They were first against me. You have taken many arrows, men for me, says the Lord. I saw it. There are many who will turn you away from the way of truth. My word is truth. You will not find direction if you follow the blind that are leading the blind. I have sent you in truth. Do not be deceived nor easily betrayed or moved into believing lies. I, the Holy One of Israel, goes before you. If you follow after man, you will be deceived. I have never called you to lean on the arm of flesh. I have called you to come to me, to look to me. Trust and obey me. When the time comes that there is no one to stand with you, I am there, says the Lord, with you. And all of heaven is backing you up. You will never be alone. You will never be forsaken. Do not fear, but go forward in the power of my might and my holy word. My presence goes before you. Rise up and walk. Take steps forward. Now is the time to take the land. Now is the time that I will release all that you need to see these days come to pass. My people are calling for signs, wonders, and miracles, and this is pleasing to me. And yet, my ministers have not released my people to serve me as I have called them to do. You, my children, have been called to holiness, called to righteousness. Do not fear what man says to you or about you, but go forward in the power of my might. Many will follow, for this is the chosen pathway, the kingdom of light, to be released throughout the world. You will gain ground as you follow my word. Do not detour from my word. Follow peace with all men and enlarge your territory. Seize this day and seize this hour as I am calling my bride to come out of complacency and take steps of faith, nothing wavering. I'm calling you forward. Do not fear your enemies. I, your Lord and Savior Jesus, I have already won the battle. It has already been won. Go and take the land. I am promoting many to the next level of leadership and ministry in this season. Rise up, my children, and do not fear. I have spoken to you, and you have heard my voice. There are many in this day that have been fooled. They've been led astray by man. I am calling you, my people, into a realm of faith where they have not been nor ever will be again. The time is coming upon the land. All that follow man will eventually fall into darkness and fall into despair. Those who follow the voice of a man, those who lift up a man above me, says the Lord, will falter under the curse of man. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Once again, I have called you with a holy calling. Many have not followed the call, but you, my children, you who have asked for more, I have heard. I, the Lord your God, heard and am bringing and releasing what you have asked of me, for you have not asked a selfish prayer, but to prosper the kingdom. Seek my heart. In this day, I am talking to my people in much simplicity, in much clarity. Listen, says the Lord. Do not fear, but hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the churches. Amen and amen. By Gail Manizek.